this hour is sponsored by thesecretpowder.com. Want to be smarter, happier, and more focused? You need the secret powder. Got ADHD, Alzheimer's, or anxiety? Learn its secrets at thesecretpowder.com and free your mind's potential today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I'm going to jam some final phone calls in here before I punch out for a day and a half for Sunday's live transmission. Really crazy video and story we didn't get to, but Colorado sheriffs search every vehicle at a checkpoint following a concert shooting. All new Android and Windows phones will have kill switch. Unbelievable. Democrats and Republicans agree Iraq needs to be reinvaded. Really bad news. Obama considers airstrikes in Syria on terrorists they fund. And we have another article, We Know the Whereabouts of the Lost IRS Emails, very important story. That's just some of the news up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Let's go to Jordy in New York. Jordy, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. I'm a long-time listener, and I just want to talk about the veterans.
Yes, sir.
I have family members who served in the military, and that really makes me sick when I see the commercials and propaganda on TV, just quite frankly trying to brainwash the public. And I really have to turn the channel or just turn it off altogether, because it's nothing but mind control and say, well, you know, do what we say and everything's going to be fine, when really they're trying to destroy us and take all of our liberties. And I think, you know, the people in Congress should, you know, owe the American people a duty to tell the truth and not be cowardice and bullied by these banker criminals.
I agree with you. I mean, they're cutting off any type of health care for the veterans, and the illegal aliens get instant health care and everything else. And again, it's not about the illegal aliens. It's not even about hating these poor people, victims of globalism and corruption. It's that it's being used like a strip mining weapon. You know, water's a good thing, as I said, but at high power, it'll cut you in half. They're just spraying them at us, and they don't know. They just know they're getting a handout from the government. They'll vote as they're told. It's a nightmare situation. Good to hear from you, Jordy. Peter in North Carolina, thanks for calling in. You're on the air.
Alex, pleasure to speak with you, man.
Good to talk to you.
And I won't be long here. I want to get you on your weekend. But I guess you had Stanley Montes on the other day. And after I heard your interview with him, it caused me to go to YouTube and watch a couple of his speeches, and I was fascinated by him. I guess my question to you is...
Yeah, let's get Montes on for a full hour next week if he can do it.
Yeah, guy's brilliant and profound. Anyway, the question to you is, he would go on a lot of the speeches and go back to Plato's Republic and basically say how he would only teach the enlightened folks certain things and all his other students something else. But who is the head of the snake? He would say it's not the Illuminati.
It's the devil. It's the devil.
Exactly. Okay. How simple that is, but profound. Wow.
The devil set it up then. I say it's the devil. People run out of the churches, but what did Christ tell you? The churches of his day were where the worst people were. I mean, the one time Christ got mad and overturned tables and beat people with a whip was where? A church. A synagogue. Not even the practitioners weren't bad. It was the people up there running it were a den of vipers, he said. And I mean, you know, these churches are just horrible, most of them. I mean, they are unbelievably bad. I found a few good ones in Austin. Great point. So we're going to have Montes back on. He's a real treasure, and I want to do a full hour. You should tell him on Plato's Republic, The Nature of Reality, maybe with David Knight. Someday David and I can do a couple days next week. Let's talk to Kevin. You got about 40 seconds. Sorry, the other caller's out of time. Kevin, go ahead.
How you doing, Alex? I got three personal incidents I just wanted to tell you about that happened. Make them real quick. Two times going on vacation with my wife. Regular looking guy. No criminal record. Jeans, sneakers, you know, crew cut, standing on lines. TSA, you want to step out, please? Come with us. I go into a private room with my wife and my son. He was a little guy. Take off your sneakers. I'm sitting on a stool. I take my sneakers off. They're there babbling away, right? So my wife's looking at me like, what gives? I'm like, I'm looking at back at her like, I don't know. Finally, my wife gets ticked, and my son says, Mommy, why are the men making Daddy take his sneakers off? So my wife...
Stay there. I got to do more overdrive. Come back, Kevin, don't I? I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. Most people know that iodine deficiency has been a crisis around the world. Iodine is key to so many of the body's functions, especially the thyroid. I discovered a product being developed by Dr. Group. You now know it as Survival Shield, true nascent iodine that your body can really absorb. Then, about a year ago, he said, listen, if you think this is powerful, I'm going to come out with rare earth deep earth crystals, and the results that I personally have been life-changing. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen. This is innovating, and the best part is it helps fund InfoWars.com, the radio show, the TV show, the whole media operation promoting true libertarian ideas. For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2. Take advantage of this unprecedented 30% off super detox special at InfoWarsLife.com.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. Announcing all new Proactiv Plus, the revolutionary new way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactiv Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-721-4255 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactiv Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. And more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactiv Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-721-4255. Be one of the first to try Proactiv Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. You won't see this limited-time offer on TV. It's a radio exclusive. 1-800-721-4255. 1-800-721-4255.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up, it's so powerful, I've got to air Darren McBreen's modern mix. It's a video mix of Network. Powerful, if you missed it, the video is on Paul Watson's channel. Prison Planet Live, and if you're a radio listener and want to be able to see it, it's titled, Are You Dumb or Are You Mad as Hell? But right now, let's go back to Kevin in Pennsylvania. So they pull you aside, they got your shoes off, your son asks, what's going on with Daddy? And you say, this is slave training, son. These people think they're fighting to stop terrorists, but the government runs the terrorists. This is here to train the general public that we're all prisoners and that the state is God. But let's go back to what happened to you at that point.
Basically, my wife's ticked too. So she says out loud, I think they're looking for drugs in Daddy's sneakers. So they get like kind of embarrassed and they look at me. They said, all right, get dressed, go back. Second time I'm going on vacation. Standing in line, waiting to give the tickets. I get pulled out of the line. I get brought up front. The guy taking the tickets says, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm going on vacation. There's two guys. Now, he really spoke broken English, right? There's two suits sitting in back of him. I look at them and I say, I'm an American. This guy's going to question me, and he can't even speak English. I was like, it's ridiculous. All of a sudden, same thing. They felt embarrassed. They said, all right, go back in the line. Another thing happened to me, Alex, about 3 months ago. I'm on the phone, AT&T line, calling my sister, Verizon line. What happened was they shut down my wife's insurance. I was ticked, you know, the old Obama thing. So out of frustration, venting to my sister on the phone, I said, you know, forget JFK. They should shoot somebody else in the head. And I was referring to our commander-in-chief. You know, you get heated, you say stupid things, whatever, hang up, blah, blah, blah. 2 days later, Alex, as God is my witness, doorbell rings. I go outside. It's the police. How you doing, sir? Okay, how are you? Everything all right? Yeah, everything's okay. And I ask why, what's going on, why are you here? Does shoot something, blah, 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 in the head ring a bell? I'm like, come again?
So they sent the police and not the Secret Service.
2 days later, Alex, 2 days, and I said, all right. I see the NSA works good. So he said, sir, is everything all right? I said, look. They shut down my wife's health insurance. I was ticked off.
Here's the deal. The system's so criminal. Talk to the hand. It's a felony that they're listening. Obama last week told the cops, don't tell the public what's going on. It's totally illegal. For those of us that are awake, it's meant to scare us not to speak out because we know what's going on. Others don't know what's going on. It's totally criminal. And Obama's a puppet. It's obviously a figure of speech. But we don't want anything to happen to him. It'll turn him into a martyr. But yes, this is going on. This has happened in France, where people send a text. Or in America, people sent texts making jokes saying America's the bomb, and then people come. It's horrible. So how did it end with the police? We only got a few seconds.
Basically, he said to me, everything okay? I said, yeah. He said, venting, huh? And I told him she had the insurance canceled. He said, oh, she did. And
But see, why are they listening to your phone? That's the issue. They're engaged in felonies with computers listening that flag them. 10 seconds. How did it end?
Basically, everything okay, sir? Yeah. Just venting? Yeah. Have a nice day. And
all right, brother. We got to go. Interesting story. Sorry to everybody else. We're out of time because I want to air this McBrain piece. Don't forget, I'll be back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Tell your friends and family to listen. If they're hard to wake up, get them to tune in. We're going to have a very important transmission with reporters at the border this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. Don't forget InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com for the great life-changing products that also support this operation. And thank you all for your support. You know who you are out there. Let's go ahead and go to this piece now.
Prepare yourself for a perfectly outrageous motion picture.
Howard Beale went up there last night and said what every American feels, that he's tired of all the bull.
Thanks, Diana. We're talking about putting a manifestly irresponsible man on national television.
1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms.
There is no America. There is no democracy. There is only IBM and ITT and AT&T. And DuPont, Dow, Union Carbide, and Exxon. Those are the nations of the world today.
And you have meddled with the primal forces of nature. And you will atone.
Am I getting through to you, Mr. Beale?
Why me?
It was your own television, dummy.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Network News Hour with Howard Beale.
Can't do it. We'll do it live.
Okay.
We'll do it live. Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live. Thing sucks.
What the hell's going on?
I don't know. He just said he was going to blow his brains out.
That's tomorrow, and that is it for us today. I'm Bill O'Reilly. Thanks again for watching. We'll leave you with Sting and a cut off his new album. Take it away.
Congresswoman, let me interrupt you just for a moment. We've got some breaking news out of Miami. Stand by, if you will. Right now in Miami, Justin Bieber has been arrested on a number of charges. The judge is reading the charges, including resisting arrest and driving under the influence. He's appearing now before the judge for his bond hearing.
I want a show developed based on the activities of a terrorist group.
Well, I may. I'm gonna make a TV star out of you. You're gonna be a household word.
Osama bin Laden is just one person. He is representative of networks of people who absolutely have made their cause to defeat the freedoms that we understand, and we will not allow him to do so.
The death of bin Laden marks the most significant achievement to date in our nation's effort to defeat al-Qaeda.
The Taliban is taking responsibility for shooting down a U.S. helicopter. More than 30 people were killed, and there are reports this morning that most of them are U.S. Navy.
It is the international system of currency which determines the totality of life on this planet.
NATO is in command of the entire U.S. military publicly. Homeland Security now says their mission has nothing to do with al-Qaeda or Muslim extremists, and has to do with the Tea Party, who will launch police-killing terror attacks any minute. With no evidence of that, now it's beginning. The borders are completely wide open. Tens of millions of people are flooding here as we speak. Hundreds of thousands a month pouring over the borders, being given driver's license in California to pull the lever to ban guns. We are in the middle of a globalist revolution against this country right now.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a depression. Everybody's out of work or scared of losing their job. The dollar buys a nickel's worth. Banks are going bust. Shopkeepers keep a gun at the counter. Punks are running wild in the street. There's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do, and there's no end to it. We know the air is unfit to breathe and our food is unfit to eat. We sit watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living rooms. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel belt and radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad.
Network television will never be the same.
So much.
The Department of Homeland Security is apparently on a huge ammo buying spree.
It comes out to like 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition. Who are they going to fight a war against?
And just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
Multiple sources tell CNN as many as 40 veterans died while they were waiting for medical care at this VA facility.
Alex Jones may sound crazy, but still has 300 million million people that have watched him on YouTube, and this sort of fringe, arch-conservative, deeply, I think, rapist, strange.
Challenge Alex Jones to a boxing match, show up with a semi-automatic that you got legally, and pop him.
I'd love to see that. In uniform.
He's getting paid to be racist.
Hey, listen, I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore. I want you to get up right now. Stick your head out of the window, open it, and stick your head out and keep yelling and yell, I'm as mad as hell. I'm not going to take this anymore. Just get up from your chairs right now. Go to
the
window.
What are you doing? I don't want to see anybody yelling.
Open it and stick your head out and yell and keep yelling. I'm
mad as hell. I'm not going to take this anymore.
I'm mad as hell! I'm not gonna take it anymore!
I'm mad as hell and I'm not gonna take it!
action. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Are you happy doing your laundry with perfume detergents that irritate your skin? Are you happy washing your hands with stinking fragrances that give your skin rashes? Are you happy paying new, higher prices for smaller boxes? Find your happiness today with our 1 to 4 year supply of pure soaps or our 1 to 2 month sampler with bar soap, shampoo, laundry, and dish soap at 5starsoap.com. You deserve the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terraganics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terraganics.com. TerraGanix.com.
A sudden change in the wind. The day grows dark as ominous clouds move in and lightning begins to carve arcs in the sky. You realize you are not prepared.
I am telling you to take cover.
The number of intense storms is increasing exponentially in the U.S. Tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding, and droughts are happening with greater magnitude and frequency. If you are choosing to rely on the government to save you,
and no one's coming to help them,
you could be dead wrong. The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48. Visit us online or call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting us.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They're never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun and you can feel it.
One time was on air and he went out to break with that and he went,
What is that? An ice cream truck? That interview's out there. Willie Nelson said, I knew your show was big, but I had no idea it was so big. Yeah, I get a lot of death threats when I come on. My family tells me not to come on, but we need to talk about what's going on. That movie Endgame, what a world, folks. All right, here's the deal. I want to open the phones up for first-time callers on this Friday, specifically on any issue you wish to discuss. But I would like to hear your take, if you are predisposed, about Obama saying, you know what, you don't send your kids up here. Because you can send them, but we're going to deport them. When it's on record, they've almost ended all the deportations, even of aggravated felons. And we've got video, we're going to play it in a moment again, of the Border Patrol with buses coming in, letting the kids get off, not even checking who they are, and letting them get in vans and drive off. And then we have the emergency manager saying the feds, he's told, give them the Greyhound tickets or vouchers, and that most of them, when they get off at his city, already have them from the Border Patrol. We got the guy's name and everything. And then we have the federal purchase order back from January saying prepare for kids in Texas to be shipped into the U.S. to their families who are illegals. And Senator Ted Cruz yesterday had a chance to ask a few questions of Jay Johnson, who we are sending reporters today for. He's having a press conference. But it's just classic creative crisis, offer the solution. And I've got in the stack all over the news, but in my stack they've got three mainstream articles going by Republicans going, isn't it time for amnesty? You don't like Obama having it by fiat, do you? Totally open borders. Better give them what they want. It's good for us. They've already legalized the illegals by fiat. And under this amnesty, it lets everybody here who is illegal stay and bring in their families. So it's just as bad as this. It's the same thing. But they're saying, we don't care if Congress won't pass what we want. We'll do it by fiat, which is called dictatorship. I mean, this is such a sensational time to be alive. I don't use the word sensational in a good way. I mean, I've seen a few fatal, sensational car wrecks. I told the story of people racing a Corvette and a Z28, I think it was, down the I-30 bridge from Rockwall to Rowlett. And when I was in a truck, like 14, with my buddy driving, we were driving into Rowlett to pick up some girls on a Saturday afternoon and take them to a movie. And needless to say, we didn't make the movie. And two guys we knew from high school shoot past us going about 130 in medium traffic. And that Corvette almost hits two cars, cuts in front, and has a blowout. And stands up on its nose, spinning. But there was a railroad trestle on the side with some grass. Most of it was open to the water, or everybody would have died. And I saw that Corvette go spinning and then just exploding with gasoline and people flying around. This is about 150 yards ahead of us. They shoot by us, turn, blow up. I see the car disintegrate, get out, run over, blood spraying out of people's necks the whole nine yards. I don't tell that story to be macabre. I tell that story because I run into people that get a cut on their finger and they almost pass out and they freak out. And I wonder, my God, what are they going to do in life when they get cancer? Or when their kid runs through a, you know, plate glass window in front of them, or when they get a compound fracture. I mean, that's why I found working with veterans and military people so good. The media says they're horrible and don't hire them and they're devils and they kill you any minute. Is that they just don't think little stuff's a big deal. And they're usually can-do people because they've already seen so much real stuff. And then I saw another fatal accident one time with little kids, because it happened about 500 yards ahead of me, so I stopped and pulled over and had to be there for a while, and it was just little dead kids all over the place, minivan. And I just, so when I say sensational, when I say spectacular, ladies and gentlemen, but it's things like that that give us character. Not that it's a good thing, it just changes you. You know, like watching your grandfather die. and take their last breath. Things like that has fundamental effects. And so many people are living in the false reality of their iPhones. They have no idea the real world's going on all around them. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Man, when I get home from work, all Betty does is watch her reality TV and then she goes to sleep. I can take her on romantic dates, I get her flowers, you name it. She's just not the woman I married.
Oh, Ralph, that's just awful.
Does this seem familiar? Are the honeymoon days of your relationship long gone? If so, consider the abundance of chemical additives, pesticides, BPA containers, contaminated tap water, and other toxic substances found in our environment. Experts know our bodies are suffering and being thrown off balance, especially when it comes to your natural systems. Forget synthetic chemicals. Super Female Vitality brings forward key herbs specifically chosen for women's biology without the use of phony additives. Get your bottle of Super Female Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call 1-888-253-3139. InfoWarsLife.com. Live life healthy.
How long would you last if all grocery stores ceased to exist?
Not in America. This can't happen in America.
Because of my concern about our government, I was looking at survival stuff.
I was raised as a Girl Scout, and their motto was to be prepared.
Food for Patriots was an opportunity for me to be able to put some things aside.
I said, well, this is a product worth having, seeing as it's so good.
Like the pricing for what I got. I like the containers they were shipped in.
If they keep in touch with you, you get your emails, you get your confirmations.
The customer service is just absolutely fantastic.
Plan on buying probably about 4 more of these minimum.
And it just came so quick. It came right when they said it would come.
Thanks for supplying all this stuff for us, because I think we're all going to be needing it in a very short time.
Join over 50,000 Americans who have trusted Food for Patriots. Go to GetSurvivalFood.com to learn more. That's GetSurvivalFood.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm.
I got all these amazing stories I want to get to, and we'll try. One of them is a major Canadian news network. It has blamed themselves and the media for the string of mass shootings by admitting that it creates hype. It's basically promoted. I don't think you can blame the mainstream media, because actually mass shootings are flat. But the weird events we see with the pill head, video game head, goth kids killing people, that is actually up. And that is a copycat type deal, because the idea is being put out there of this is something you can do if you're depressed and upset, just like death education. Even ABC News has admitted in studies caused suicide increase in public schools. Because you start teaching people how to commit suicide. I never thought about it when they're 11, 12 years old. Some of them are going to go do it. It's real simple. I want to give the number out and take your phone calls on any issue you wish to discuss. From the situation in Iraq with the Al-Qaeda forces being turned loose, the globalists, to all the announcements that terrorists are going to hit us any minute. So we better give all our rights up when the terrorists again have been empowered by our own government. I mean, just it's so crazy. While they arrest people that are trying to go join ISIS in the U.S., saying they're trying to give material support to terrorists, they're arresting people in Austin. We reported that yesterday. They're trying to join ISIS, but then the government's openly arming them. That's the type of weird Neverland oxymoron, down the rabbit hole, Tea Party weirdness. And I don't mean the liberty-based Tea Party. I mean the Tea Party from Alice in Wonderland. Speaking of mainstream media being in trouble because they won't report on the real news, there was a Gallup poll out yesterday that literally showed that Congress has a 7% approval rating. That's less popular than dog manure. That's actually a statistic. Steve Watson has it in his article at Infowars.com. Gallup poll shows confidence in TV news at all-time low. The previous low was 2012, where a combined 21% said they had great deal or quite a lot of confidence in television news. In 2013, it was 23%. Now it's dropped to 18%. And let me tell you, those are some really gullible people. And that's what they say. A lot of advertising, I don't do this, but I have people that do it. They say there's about 20% that you can sell anything to. You could sell snow cones to Eskimos without any syrup on top, any cherry syrup on top. Even though they have plenty of ice, you can sell it to them 20%. And that's the people that the con artists feed on. And I mean, a con artist can go in a room, just like a magician can go in a room, and pick the suggestible people. And then basically get them to do whatever they want. And we've all had people in our families preyed upon by that. And it's one of my biggest pet peeves, is watching really good people that I love in my family and extended family fed on by con artists. And that's probably the group that I hate the most. And I've been psychoanalyzing why I am so racked with guilt and am so privately neurotic and get so angry if people by mistake around here or myself do something that's unethical. That's why I get so upset. I've never been an uptight, guilty person. I've just been trying to be an upstanding person. Is that I so dislike con artists and scammers and frauds that I don't want to look in the mirror and ever see that. Because my identity is about being honorable and good. Doesn't mean that I'm a perfect person. And I know I keep going back to this, but the change in me to try to be even better is the change in you. It's all of us in a process. People are either getting better and waking up and becoming more connected, less separated from each other, more empathetic, or they're becoming less empathetic, less connected. I know I'm stating incredibly simple things here, but I was talking to a friend this morning about how his son and daughter-in-law come to see him. And just a few years ago, they'd come to town a few times a year. And they would, you know, this guy's a lot older than me. They would talk to him at dinner and his wife. They would talk to him. And they would have a discussion and they would really connect. And now he and his wife sit there on their phones and click and text, and that he doesn't have a relationship basically with his son anymore, and that we're losing our humanity to these smartphones and the computers and all the rest of it. And it's one thing if you use it as a tool to reach out and a tool to connect. That's what this show's all about, but still the medium itself is dangerous, is about being real, about being complex, about being three, four-dimensional, five-dimensional, not one-dimensional. But people are so one-dimensional now where they're not even there. And they will only go find people that validate them in their delusion. And I don't want this radio show to be like a niche radio broadcast where I sit here and I validate the liberty movement. We need to look at ourselves as well. But this is really how we're going to turn civilization around, is the police not just validating each other, but really looking in the mirror and saying, when you check out of here, as Gerald Celente always says, what did you stand for? And don't you want to pay it forward for your children and their children and other children? I mean, isn't that really what matters? Isn't winning, being honorable, being good, loving beautiful things, helping beautiful people, helping innocent people, helping good people? When I say beautiful, I mean beautiful-hearted people. And being part of this great journey that's an unbroken chain to our species since its beginning. There's a great kinsmanship and a spiritual connection to the ancestors that all primitive peoples have known that is a great form of solace, even alone in a dungeon. When you're doing the right thing, you're there with all your kin. The old Norse saying, cattle die. Kinsmen die and cattle die, but I know there's one thing that never dies. It's the fame of a dead man's deed. But it's not the fame that you were great or the fame that you could lift a big rock. The greater fame was that you were honorable. We have become a dishonored people. We've dishonored our young. Imagine if wasps started killing their pupa, killing their larva, and saying, these aren't wasps. You would say that's a species destroying itself. So what is an elite that programs us to destroy ourselves? They've decided we're ugly and failed and bad. And by making that decision with them governing our civilization, that will then default ensure that that happens instead of struggling to be great and good, which in that struggle we reach for the stars and we will not attain them, but our progeny will. Should I take your call? Toll-free number 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. There are agents of deception amongst us everywhere who seek to hurt the innocent. And the animating contest is now here. And don't miss the train. Don't be a spectator, because being a spectator means you lose your soul. It means you lose choosing your destiny, being the captain of your soul, as it's been said. I read a poem last week about that. And the captain isn't in control of everything, but is making the decisions in their heart and in their mind, which is the only decision that ever matters, because it is about your development on this planet. This is a test. And biologically, we live forever as long as the planet and the species isn't destroyed. And it is like the allegory of something like the new film Edge of Tomorrow, that we are our ancestors, not reincarnated, but our genetic ancestors and the race memories and all of it, combined with other humans trying to get it right to go to the next level. And that's God's beautiful plan of nanotech, that we are universal, living, conscious creatures, like a composite eye of God, giving God that created the universe and is the universe a view from our perspective into the world. But independent from God at the same time. A shadow of the Creator, but still creators in our own right. And you have the evil ones that, like ring wraiths, serve the ring and the dark force at the core of it. Then you have those of us that attempt and some attain the capability by the grace of the Creator, to then not become slaves, but to become closer in the orbit to what it is to be good. So you will descend or you will ascend. There is no stagnant. There is no set point in life or business or relationships. They either get better or they get worse. The lukewarm is what God spits out of his mouth because it doesn't exist. The lukewarm is not in the universe. There's not a knife edge of the lukewarm. It doesn't exist. You lie to yourself when you don't choose, because if you don't choose, you've still made a choice. And the fake liberal system is a counterfeit of a liberal system. It is the fraud. It is anathema. It is bondage. It is death. It is debilitating poverty. You look at people that live under welfare, and you look at their ancestors just 3-4 generations back. I've seen the photographs. I've seen the case studies. And they are upright, smart people with their eyes on fire 3-4 generations ago. I don't care if they're poor whites in the Appalachians or poor blacks in Dallas, Texas. They now look like someone has sucked their soul out. And they've got butts 4 feet wide and have got diabetes and die when they're 40 years old. They have literally been torn into pieces. They have had their souls sucked out of them from a very young age to feed a system that wants to destroy them in a desecration of the Creator's creation, a vandalization of beautiful creatures. Now, I'm not signing on to that. God fear isn't even so much, in my gut, fear of the Creator. It is fear of the free will to join the evil and that abyss. And then you recognize the evil in you and become fundamentally fearful that you are not shedding enough of it before you roll off this mortal coil. It's for that reason I repent of all my thoughts that have been bad, my greed, my selfishness, and my flesh. And compared to most people, people would consider, if you knew me, to be an extremely upright person. But the humbleness is because I know it is dirty rags. I can see reflected in the universe the face of the master builder, the grand architect. And I can see how great I am, but also how weak I am. And I'm going to get emails saying the grand architect's a Masonic term. No, it says that in the Bible. Of course, all the systems have taken those names and every symbol and appropriated under their own grooves. I am not going to be judged anymore by other people taking symbols. The New World Order takes the American flag and uses it for evil. People say, I don't want to see that flag. How about we remember it for the good things it symbolized? We need to take back the culture, take back the symbols, and take back the truth, because the enemy claims they have it and they don't. The truth was always with us from the beginning. The power was always with us from the beginning. And the solutions were always those of us that have a heart towards justice. And even though we do bad, and even though sometimes we stumble, we look back on it with a true heart and repent like David, who was a man who did terrible things in passion, but truly repented, and so was a man after God's own heart. That is the secret to turning this evil around, is getting our heart right. Let's talk to Brent in Texas, then Nelson, Bill, Frank, and Phil. Brent, thanks for calling in on this Friday edition. Welcome to the airwaves.
Hey, Alex. Thank you for taking my call. The reason that I'm calling is because I stumbled across a video on YouTube, and what it basically is there's a guy named Sergeant Major Payne, and this guy claims to be the first soldier in Afghanistan as well as the first soldier on the ground in Iraq. He's affiliated with the Special Forces, and this guy claims that in the video that he believed he was giving an interview to a church, but it turned out that it was an Oath Keepers meeting. Now, in this video, the gentleman actually says that there are Spetsnaz troops, Special Forces troops from NATO and other countries that are stationed all over the United States, and I know this is a topic that you've covered before, but this gentleman actually goes into details of how he's personally seen them, the troop numbers, the bases that these troops are located at. It's really a wealth of knowledge. There's a lot of his
Sure. I'll have to look into it. And I don't want to sit here and make judgments before I've seen it, but generally claiming I'm the first here, I'm the first there. Troops have never left Afghanistan or Iraq ever. There's always troops there. There's always uncovered people there. The foreign troops are openly in the NLE tabletop exercises that FEMA made public in 2009. So there's mainstream articles about how they plan to use North American Union stabilization forces, as RAND Corporation calls it, and we give folks documents, or we tell people where the listed FEMA camps are. If the person's giving facts, if the person is breaking down the specifics, then great, we can go check them and verify them. I don't know specifically, but thank you for the call. We'll look into it. All right, Bill, James, Frank, Phil, others. I'm going to try to race to your calls on the other side. Don't forget InfoWars Nightly News tonight, 7 o'clock Central, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hey, this is Steve Sanchez. Worried about the Wall Street Casino? Yeah, me too. Wondering when the stock market is going to collapse? You probably want answers, but you know you can't trust the global elite. Well, my good friend Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, has created a DVD set called The Millionaire Black Box. And for a limited time, you get free access. Call 1-800-259-3131. Find out how the global elite invests without having to deal with the global elite themselves. 1-800-259-3131. 1-800-259-3131.
Gentlemen, in search of a million-dollar smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention? Then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
I've always believed in nutrition and herbs. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Sourced from powerful organic herbs harvested around the planet and then concentrated for maximum potency.
I just received my Male Vitality about 3 days ago, and I must say, that is good stuff.
After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic Super Male Vitality formula. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose.
I jump out of bed ready to fight these criminals every day. I look forward to waking up and taking my Super Male Vitality and getting the day started.
It's not just the Super Male Vitality. All the products at InfoWarsLife.com are simply amazing. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
of love is sweet when hearts like ours meet. I now realize, and I'm just going to leave it at this, that the entire quest of life is to build societies of honorable, good, decent people, and to have friends and family you can count on. That is true wealth. And every civilization that was great knew that. In fact, civilization was never built on anything but that. The Greeks, the Romans were very upright at first. They only became nightmare corrupt at the end. And I just think God, your lucky stars, whatever you want to call it out there, that I've had such a great life and been around so many good people. And I don't know why I'm talking about this so much today. It's just that I've been really upset this week about everything that's happening, and I just have had a lot of peace this morning that everything will turn out okay in the end. My greatest frustration is the world is so complex, and it's so hard to properly articulate what I'm trying to get across to people on the issue-by-issue basis. And I know how the enemy's already spun everything, so how do I decode that and try to reach through so people have that epiphany? I want freedom for humanity because that is the oxygen of liberty. I want people, just like you want people to be free. So what do we have to do? We have to become aggressive, but also in our aggression against evil, we don't want to cut corners and become evil. We don't want to use the ring of Mordor to defeat the evil. Because when you stare into the abyss, you become the abyss. So we have to have that debate. I'll tell you where we start. We stop the late-term abortions. We stop using abortion as birth control. We start valuing human life again. We stop killing old people on death panels. We start demanding quality products again. See, we've just settled for crap, myself included. Crap food, crap culture, crap everything. And we've turned into fat slobs. And I don't just mean physically fat slobs. Spiritually, I'm a fat slob. I know what quality is. I know what beauty is. But I am too lazy to even demand it. And so the world rots. And the same goes for you out there, folks. We know how to fix things. I need to shut up and go to calls. I apologize. Bill in Minnesota, you're on the air. I'll quit preaching. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. First-time caller. I'm a little nervous. Great to talk to you. If I could, I'd like to give you my little story quickly about police state and then talk about my experience with people not wanting to open their eyes to what's going on. My background here in Minnesota is musician. I go by the name of Stick Up Kid. I've got some CDs out there and iTunes and all that, but I was a stay-at-home dad, and my wife took over the family business as a land developer. So we were doing pretty well. Her business was doing well. Next thing I know, we're having troubles in our marriage, and the locks were changed on me. And all of a sudden, I'm homeless. So I'm trying to, you know, save the marriage, figure out what's going on, work it out. And I show up, and she's having an affair with a cop. And from then on, I've lost everything. So,
you need to understand, as bad as it's been for you, that cop and everybody are going to have horrible lives now. And it's all going to come back on them. But let's talk about it when we come back. That's just part of the general evil. But I want to hear how they use the system and what they did to you. You know, they tell women to change men like you change your, wardrobe.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. Most people know that iodine deficiency has been a crisis around the world. Iodine is key to so many of the body's functions, especially the thyroid. I discovered a product being developed by Dr. Group. You now know it as Survival Shield True Nascent Iodine that your body can really absorb. Then, about a year ago, he said, listen, if you think this is powerful, I'm going to come out with Rare Earth Deep Earth crystals, and the results that I personally have had been life-changing. Nobody else
has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen. This is innovating, and the best part is it helps fund InfoWars.com, the radio show, the TV show, the whole media operation promoting true libertarian ideas.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2. Take advantage of this unprecedented 30% off Super Detox Special at InfoWarsLife.com.